Now, sit back, relax, and come to attention as we listen to another in the continuing adventures of Huckleberry Bush. Tonight's episode, The Call of the Batcave. We join Vice President Count Cheney in deep conversation with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
He'll be here soon, Master. Soon, with rich, warm, kosher blood for you, Master. You've done well, Donald. Very well indeed. I'm loyal to you, Master.
Of course you are, Donald. You haven't any choice. Here, have a blood sausage.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself, Donald.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Vice President? Hello?
Ah, here he comes. Fighting Joe Liberal. I'll teach him to make me seem human. Over here, Senator Lieberman. Follow the light. Come into the light, Senator Lieberman.
Hello. Good to see you, Mr. Vice President. Hello, Secretary Rumsfeld.
Joe, so good to see you. Fighting Joe Liberal is always welcome here in the Batcave. After all, it was almost yours.
I don't know. I think I like the Vice Presidential Mansion a little better.
Well, I'm, as you know, allergic to direct sun. Here, have a seat. Be comfortable.
On a coffin? Well, all right.
I wanted to thank you personally for your support of the president over this little war issue, Joe. It's been difficult, I know. All those fuzzy-thinking radical one-worlders in your party have been so cruel.
It hasn't been so bad.
Yes, it has. Oh, Joe, it's so difficult being an honest liberal in these times of such great domestic tribulation. I marvel at your strength, Joe.
Well, sometimes I don't think that the president likes me very much.
Oh, rubbish. The president loves you and all his little Jewish friends, just as if you were Mexicans.
That's very reassuring, Mr. Vice President.
Here, let me get him on the direct line. George? George?
Hello? Who's this?
That's not George. Who is this?
I asked you first.
Little boy, can you ask your father to come to the phone, please?
President Bush doesn't have a son.
Is that Joe Liberal there?
Tom? Is that Tom Ridge?
Oh, is that Count Cheney?
Tom, you're not on my speed dial.
No, I'm not. But soon, to ensure our citizens' freedoms, we will monitor all phone calls everywhere all the time. Count Cheney, it's such a rare privilege being allowed to talk to you, sir. Did you receive our sacrifices, sir?
Yes, highly acceptable. The West Side LA Liberals tasted quite good.
I'd rather not know about that, Mr. Vice President.
Why did I get you when I dialed the Oval Orifice?
Well, sir, if we'd known that was your phone, the call would have gone straight through. I don't find a record of you having sent in your HS11712/ADP/943.2_B/5. Those were mailed to every citizen along with their Homeland Security Package 10.A/9971L.
Thomas. I am the Vice President, the single most powerful individual in the world.
And we who hold power must be examples for all the American people, right, sir?
Thomas, would you like to end up like Rumsfeld here?
That sounds terrible.
Who is that you wanted to speak to, sir?
The Oval Office, you fool!
So sit right back and enjoy a tale of a fateful trip. Head honcho!
Turn that television off and get your feet off the desk, Mr. President.
Oh, hi, boss. Just watching an in-depth documentary about stuff. What can I do for you?
Put down the yo-yo and pay attention.
It's not a yo-yo, and I am paying attention.
Listen up. Fighting Joe Liberal is here with me.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hiya, Joe.
Mr. President, as you know, Joe is one of our staunchest supporters in Congress. He has withstood the angry tide of those pinko liberals who think that the U.S. must be weak and easily fooled in order to be successful in this sick modern world. Joe may be a Democrat, George, but he's a real honest American.
I like we Americans, Mr. President.
Of course you do, Joe.
Yeah, well, so what? Everybody in the world likes Americans, except for mean, evil people like Saddam or like them.
You mean Saddam Hussein, Mr. President.
Whatever.
George, our dear loyal friend Joe is afraid that you don't like him. Can you imagine that? I mean that poor, put-upon, decent, hard-working Joe cannot feel certain that we care about him.
He has nice, soft tissues, Master. Rich red blood in his veins.
Now, Rumsfeld.
Say, this is pretty creepy in here. Maybe I better...
Oh, heck, Joe. You're one of our favorite folks. I like you a lot, Joe. You're a lot nicer than that boring old head, Al Gore.
I am?
Of course you are, Joe. I'd never invite Al Gore down to my Batcave.
He has no blood in him, Master.
Well, there's certainly that. But we genuinely like you, Joe.
That's terrific.
Yes, well, can I go? I got to address another paid audience tonight, and I got to study. We got to hurry some more of them endangered animals along. No point in them cluttering up the landscape if they's are going to die anyway.
Don't you have a special message for fighting, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Here it is. We have to continue to defend America against terror everywhere, every time, so I hope you will continue to support our policies, no matter how short-sighted and harebrained they might seem to people with little imagination or firm American resolve. We are in the process of saving the Iraqi people who really like us. I know we can count on you, Joe. It's your your patriotic duty.
You can count on me, Mr. President.
Oh. He's gone. Well, wasn't that nice? You must return to the House.
Senate, Mr. Vice President.
Senate, of course. There, you must convince your liberal colleagues to follow blindly everything the President proposes. And in a few years, we shall achieve a free market paradise. Do you understand?
I must convince my wibble-woe colleagues to follow blindly everything the President proposes. It's a free market paradise. I understand.
I'm relieved. Convince Hillary Clinton first. She's so desperate to be respected, she even applauded the State of the Union.
I will.
There goes a determined dimwit.
Master, you took no blood from him.
He's more used to us this way, Rumsfeld. Besides, over at Walter Reed, they told me to go easy on kosher. It's a bit spicy. Ah, Rumsfeld, it isn't easy being a 300-year-old evil genius. Here, have a foot.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Next time on The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, hear the President say,
I don't understand none of this.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush are a presentation of the Average Network. All celebrities are impersonations, as are all celebrities everywhere. Join us on a semi-regular, non-squalous basis for more from the secret recording devices of Uncle Bob's electronic digital playland. Stay tuned!